What's up, y'all? It's your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, coming live from New Orleans, rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day. I wanted to talk to you guys about the power of your word, the words you use, how powerful they are. And some of us don't believe that they're powerful. We say things about how stupid we are, or clumsy, or I'm just that way, I hate this and that. And what happens is when you use these words, whether you believe it or not, they reinforce your actions. Your subconscious mind actually absorbs these words, and consciously you may not take it too seriously. Like, you joke around and say, hey, yeah, I'm broke all the time, my life sucks, and ha ha ha, it, no big deal, I suck at money. And consciously you look at it as a joke, you take it kind of seriously, but you look at it as a joke. But your subconscious mind absorbs all that, which means then your subconscious mind is the part of your mind that does everything on autopilot, so you don't have to think about it. You know, that's the part of your mind that does everything, you know, that you don't have to think about anymore, right? It just helps you live your life day to day. So then you'll end up taking actions of sabotaging yourself financially, not paying your bills on time, doing everything to reinforce the fact that you said you're not good with money, even though you were kidding and you're broke all the time, right? And so that's the power of your words. And when you use positive words, if you read positive quotes every day, you know, sometimes people look at that stuff as corny. Like, it may seem like overkill. Sometimes on Facebook, people post positive quotes. I do it every single day. I don't give a shit if it's trite or not, because I believe it influences my life as much as it may influence someone else reading those words. I had a post, a memory come back from 6 years ago that I posted about you can change your life, you can change your health, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can switch careers, you can live where you want, somewhere where you love living, you can quit drinking, doing drugs, you can enjoy your financial future. All these things I wrote, and the interesting thing is 2 years after I posted that, every one of those things came true for me in my life. You know, I became healthier, I switched careers, I started making money, finally, I got healthier, I lost weight, I started a new business. I mean, so was I a fraud when I was posting that quote or positive quotes? No, I was posting those things because I guess I was training myself to believe that that was possible, and at the same time, helping other people see the possibility. So that's one of the cool things about, you know, positive quotes and reading them or posting them. It's that you can start to be influenced by them, just like you can be influenced by the negative words. So just be cautious of the words you use, the words you read, because I believe with focused concentration daily on positive words, you can create positive outcomes and subconsciously, you know, retrain your mind to believe these things. There's actually been studies done that, you remember those posters that have like motivational quotes underneath them, the guy climbing the mountain or the woman running a race and whatever, and it says like keep going, or those who climb to the top, you know, win, or whatever. It looks like corny bullshit, right? But there's been a study done, I don't remember where it is, but I read this years ago, that that those actually help people. Like, people who are around those signs or whatever in a work environment, home environment, office, whatever, tend to do better than people who don't have those positive quotes. So it's all affecting you, man, your words. So be careful of the power of your word, all right? I love y'all. Happy Friday. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Pistol Pete Kaufman, rockin' lifestyle. Peace.